for feedback, for whatever it is taken away, is something that they're choosing to do, not something that's being told to them to do. And I know that's terrible English, but
teachers,
you get that. As long as teachers understand that if a coach comes to them and says, listen, we're going to do a post-op during your plan time, you can say no. And you can say, I would prefer it during this time. Like, always come back with another option. Or if teachers understand that, I think that would go a long way to create, because the way that I have responded is that this should be a conversation. It's not a directive. It's a conversation. How much coaching do you feel like you want? And if we can use your plan time, is that reasonable for you? And then what's the frequency of the use of your plan time?
Yeah.
And I think if that's the conversation, if there's a need there and both parties agree, then it's reasonable.
Absolutely.
But if it's not something that the teacher's agreeing with, or the teacher feels that they're supposed to agree with it, then we're having an issue where teachers feel kind of like they're caught in between. Mm-hmm. And then they're losing their plan time to plan the lessons that they're being observed on, and then we're really having kind of a contradiction there. And I'm just saying a contradiction in terms, not necessarily in practice. Maybe the coaching's great, maybe those meetings are great, but if you can't plan on your lesson, it can be problematic in the follow-through with your instruction.
Your observation isn't going
to
go as well.
Right, and even the instruction for the students. I mean, and that's kind of, again, I don't want to take a bunch of time with it, but if we can hash that out and just get some clarity on that, then people, I think the fluidity people can work with their coaches in the instructional manner that you just described will be hopefully more fluid and more clear, so people can set those things up and move forward with that coaching plan.
Agreed.
Oh. I'm wondering how often the person who's saying this, like, is having to meet with their observer or who is it they're thinking about, because us having this conversation and that this person reading the minutes, and like, it might not change what is happening between the observer and, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm wondering if that's a conversation. I mean, I don't really know.
Then they need
to
talk to me.
Yeah.
Because,
oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Because I think what Mr. Hansen said and what I've been trying to say is basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Because from an instructional leadership perspective, he's talking to the coaches and trying to create that balance and make sure that balance is there, if I'm understanding you correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And from a DCTA perspective, I want to safeguard the minutes that you have for planning, mm-hmm. which is also something that SLT talks about in student schedule and teacher mm-hmm. schedule, and making sure everybody has their planning time. And so creating that balance. And the way I think about it is, if you walk into a meeting and it's a conversation, and it feels like a conversation, and you feel like if somebody says, we need to meet at this time, and you can then turn around and say, you know what, that's too much for me, that's too much of my planning time, you should be able to feel like that and say that out of that conversation. And if that's happening, then you know, there's no issues. But if people are feeling like they need to use once a week or once every 2 weeks of their plan time in order to have these conversations, regardless of the quality of them,
mm-hmm.
then that's not in that same spirit of that conversation.
So if the problem is happening in the way you're describing, the safeguard is what? Go talk to Mike? I think that's what.
Well, the contract.
Because I think most people it works out fine, but if there is someone who's feeling that way, what do they do?
Have the conversation.
Yeah, I think
right.
you should talk
with
to your coach.
With their coach, too.
Yeah,
I mean, it sounds like if they're not comfortable to say no, then they're probably not going to be comfortable to say, I need
well,
to have a larger
I would
conversation
strongly,
with you.
Well,
I agree
I
that's
understand.
How it should be, but if someone is feeling that way, there should be a safeguard.
I understand
your
point.
We have,
point.
Like, anonymous suggestion box stuff, too, right?
Yeah,
like, they can post up without saying who they are or if they have issues.
Yeah,
or.
Yeah.
Right, and that can definitely happen, but I would strongly encourage. I mean, Mr. Hansen just said it. I mean, we're basically saying the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
If the administration feels the same way, it means that mm-hmm. you should be able to go back to your coach and say, listen, this is too much. or this works for me, but this part doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be, that should end result in, I mean, we all have to make compromises with our time. So if that's mm-hmm. in the spirit of the conversation, but it should be reasonable to both parties. You should be able to get enough time for the coach to do his or her job, and there should be enough time for the teacher to be able to do his or her job with taking the benefit of that coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really my goal. I'm just strongly encouraging people to go back and have that conversation, and we can keep having that conversation to back it up. And if it becomes a problem, you can talk to Mr. Hansen, you can talk to me. And the only thing that I can do is reiterate to that coach, listen, this is what we've talked about on SLT. This is through our planned minutes from the teacher schedule. So we need to protect the time that the teacher has for their planning. And then hopefully that can help safeguard that. But, you know, I can't promise anything.
So far from my,
I think we can my experience do it internally.
My experience is such that my instructional coach has said what times work for you. I sent it out, and they said, so how about this date? And I go, sure, no problem.
Yeah.
So and they, there are, they've been, you know, honoring my time.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm in the same situation.
Yeah.
Certainly everybody wants to.
And we had to, you know, came up with a little sort of norms and a contract that this is how we're going to do business. And I thought that was, that worked out very well because we had a conversation and got a lot of that stuff
and all, including what should we do when we disagree kind of a thing and how shall we resolve these conflicts. And I think what we're trying to do is again, base all of these conversations in both mutual goals as well as mutual respect, and as well as in, you know what, conflict is inevitable. How is it that we're going to work through that and resolve it? And I think that this right here, this one, we'll seek to operate in an environment marked by mutual support and respect. And I think that your coaches and the folks on the ILT, they're 100% bought into that as well. Our whole efforts with regards to community building is not just community building between the teachers and the students, but it's amongst the teachers, amongst the whole group of adults here that are here together, really to help promote the success of our students. And knowing that we're going to do a better job if we do operate in an environment marked by mutual support and respect. So ILT is committed to that. I believe SLT is committed to that. I'm committed to that. Mike and I have had conversations. DCTA is committed to that. So I think that we go with that. And when we have situations that run contrary to this, that's or when the, people don't feel comfortable, go to who you do feel comfortable with. Go to Mike. Go to me. Go to Kathleen or whomever. But let's.
Yeah.
But I think it's also okay to go to the coach and say, hey, is there something else we can do?
Of course. Yeah, if people want to come to me and just throw down their laundry and let it all out and then go to their coach because they just let it all out with me, that's fine. I don't care. And I understand I'd rather have them come to me and do that because I'm going to say the same thing that we were just talking about here.
Yeah.
Be proactive. Greet your coach. We've talked about this in SLT, and this is sort of a unified front. This is how we're trying to do it. It's subjective.
Yeah.
But it needs to be comfortable for each party.
And I don't see this or even foresee this as a problem, but I feel like what you just said, like, I didn't even realize that was like a right the teachers had to be like, oh, I can't. I mean, obviously, like, I can't meet today, but I can meet tomorrow. I understood that, but I never understood that I could be like, we've had so many meetings this week. Maybe like I can't meet anymore. That was a right that I didn't even realize I had.
So maybe 300 minutes per week self-directed planning time.
So maybe that's something that you as the district, if you could just send that out as an email, just to like, boom. Done.
Yeah.
This is something that all teachers know.
Yeah, I'll just copy and paste that section of the contract and remind people about that. Thank you for
different groups of teachers based on, you know, how their schedule lays out, you know, specialist teachers, upper academy teachers, all of our teachers have more than the minimum of 300 minutes each week. And so I bring that up because there are going to be times, I can think of one right now where we wanted to get the whole middle school, the upper academy together and go through the grade book thing. And before that happened, Ryan came to me and said, you know, are we still going to be in compliance with the partnership agreement if we actually make this mandatory? Because we need to be able to do that to bring everybody together when this person can get here. And by virtue of the number of minutes that you have per week, there is an opportunity to do that during 1/5 period so that we can bring the whole upper academy together and you would still have the 300 self-directed planning minutes that week plus some additional. So there are some caveats to that. But yeah. Please know that it is on our mind that we want to make sure that we respect that and that we make these meetings in a way that is mutually agreeable and works best for the teachers.
Cool.
Yep. Fair enough?
Yep. Sounds good.
Want to go for suggestion box?
Yes.
Because we're
sure.
Yes. Is it still laid out?
No.
I got to run my bike home.
But, get used to it. Sometimes we're here till 7:30.
I'll try and read this fast. Each question says, what would you like to tell your SLT committee? And some of these are strongly worded and it is anonymous.
Was this sent out or something?
This is a virtual suggestion box. Jamie gave this to me. And
I'll be running it now.
Travis is gonna run it. We'll make sure to disseminate information back around to the staff and make sure they understand that they can do the virtual one, and then we'll make a hard copy one at the attendance spot as well. Too many hours invested in discussions. At the end, nothing happens. Decisions are made without consensuses. Consensus. None of the suggestions are reflected in the actions. PD was decided without the SLT input. SLT is not having an impact in our school. The sign in process that has been imposed for this school year is not effective, nor realistic, I think is what it's going to be. Teachers who are here early don't have an opportunity to sign in. Leaving late is the same problem. Teachers will not find the binder to sign out. So a double-pronged SLT, get your stuff together and sign-in sheet. What would you like the SLT? Okay. Start
so are
positive.
We supposed to discuss these, or what's the point of, like, are we just
yeah,
gonna...
some of the things SLT does take care of, some of the things goes back to administration. Ken
so, like, in this case,
we,
this is a,
so what do we do with that?
A critique on the things that SLT has reviewed in the past and actions not being taken.
Okay.
So that's directly us.
Okay.
But then the sign-in sheet is not something we can control because that's a complete choice by the principal that she has the power.
So is that something that then Ken takes back to?
Exactly. Okay. So we act as a kind of a clearinghouse and say, that's not one of our, Article 5 things, but it's important and these people are important to us, so we'll take it to the place where it goes.
Okay, cool.
With regards to sign-in process, we're working on trying to figure out how to make that.
Yeah. And I had a good conversation with Brenda about that too.
Good.
So. They have been leaving it out all day though. I know, at least lately. I know at first they were taking it and stuff, but it seems like it hasn't been recently.
Yeah, so we're working on that.
Start positive. Assume positive intentions. Stop micromanagement. So a start, stop. This is kind of long, so I'll try to read it fast. I'm writing to express my concerns about the large reproduction print of the Founding Fathers signing the Constitution that was just installed in a prevalent place in the hallway leading to the cafeteria. Children need to see themselves reflected in their school environment in order to feel like they belong to their school community. Fortunately, more women and people of color are currently running for political office in our country than ever before, which will help girls and children of color see those positions as something they can too achieve. While I agree that the Founding Fathers were historically significant, I believe that the print that was chosen sends the wrong message to our students. Several of the signers were slave owners, and there is not one woman or person of color represented. Being culturally responsive means that we as a school need to think about the items that decorate our hallways and ensure that they are inclusive of our diverse refugee and immigrant population. I would suggest involving the CSC in choosing future artwork for the school so that the community has a voice in these decisions as well.
I'm going to throw out something in defense of it a little bit and say that if we're going to go with the staying with good intentions, I think the intention was probably more on the Constitution signing and the declaration. You know, I think it's more aimed at the document and the foundation of America, which is, I think, what they're trying to go for.
Yeah.
I doubt they're picking it solely because of the people in the picture.
Right.
So if we're going with good intentions, I just want to throw that out. I don't think the intention was to promote old white people.
Right.
The intention was to promote the founding document of America.
And I think the focus of this was more around the effect.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Our kids here.
I hear it and I understand the criticism. I just want to be
okay.
So is that something that we then discuss, or do you write it down and give it to Brenda, or is it just?
I would say in this case it's free for open consumption, but it's not really an SLT thing. We don't choose what pictures go up on the wall.
So I think people like that person's wondering, so what do I do with this then? It's not SLT. I obviously have a concern about it.
I would highly suggest talking to the principal. Because he or she is suggesting to talk to CSC, Brenda runs CSC, correct me if I'm wrong, and she meets with community members. And if she receives that feedback, perhaps she would be willing to bring it up in a CSC meeting about how the school is presented, because I'll throw back on that.
Okay.
The thing that we have up in the front, all the welcomes from all the different languages, I think represent a lot of the diversity that we have here. So that could be a nice conversation for CSC.
Yeah. My only thing to clarify is people are saying this wanting to be heard.
Yeah.
We're not hearing it. I mean, we're listening, but we're not able to address it. So what is that person supposed to do, and how can we tell that person?
Well, in this
case, you have a concern. We want to hear it as a school, because the SLT is not. Because and I think that's well thought out. Can we then give that piece of paper to Brenda and say, can you somehow respond to this?
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say, like, I wonder if there's any difference between having, like, I'm wondering, because this person could have gone to Brenda theoretically.
Yes.
And so if we just give the piece of paper to Brenda, it's kind of just another version of that.
10 more minutes and I'll be on the road.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and so I'm just wondering, like, if this person chose to bring this here, if the person thinks that there's something that, like, would make SLT
something of value.
Yeah, or maybe that the person could have. I'm wondering if this person didn't know that the group to go to would have been the CSC, because are they the group who decides what gets hung up?
Well, the thing about the CSC is that you have community members on the CSC as well as teachers.
There's not a hang-up committee.
But if we're talking about the representation of our larger school community, CSC is a decent spot for that, because it has community members in it, and then maybe that conversation can start there. That's one thing that's nice about this, even though it's not in our purview. This person gives a suggestion, and if CSC could listen to it, or if it could be presented at CSC, then maybe
that's how we can also act as a clearinghouse, because that's really
not
a CSC thing either.
They could announce it on Friday afternoon gathering and say we got this in SLT.
Just throw suggestions out there. But
not to get bogged down on that specific one. Like, what do we do when we're not able to address someone's concerns, but they still can get addressed?
If we know where it goes, we can send it to that team. Right.
If it's ILT, if it's CSC, if it's these other
But the person who said it will still feel like they were never heard, because there's
unless
no feedback.
They get a response from that committee.
I think Brenda or Ken or Roma could say something on Friday afternoon gathering and say, we received this at SLT. We know it's anonymous. We just want to tell the entire faculty that the reason this print was put up is because.
Exactly.
And if you have more questions, feel free to talk to Brenda.
This is somebody who is saying, hey, help me with this, because I'm struggling with this. You know, we've got such a diverse school, and whereas the Constitution's important, look at all these white guys here, you know. And I do know the intent of that. I was not on the Hang It Up committee myself. And I thought that it was going to be different than what it was that was explained to me. But regardless, I think that some clarification is asked for, yes, along with the what is the rest of this about. And I think that that goes a long way. And I think that gathering, that's one of the important reasons for gathering, is to clear up some of these misconceptions and or these questions. With regards to the diorama, that's just part number one of an overall civics type of a program, just like we had Karen Chapman running a geography B type of a thing. The rest of the idea with this has to do with citizenship in the United States and citizenship questions and different things with regards to how long is the term of a senator and questions like this that the kids can answer for things like that. So I think that I appreciate that this person wrote this, and I agree with you in that it deserves some type of a response, and the person to respond to that would be Brenda to say, hey, this is overall part of this other program that I think is important for our community, many of whom are trying to get their citizenship, right? And so give her an opportunity to explain that. And at the same time saying, yes, we do embrace diversity, and yes, we do have this diorama on the other side, and as you said, Mike, we have the
we have
the pictures of that we come together from many lands. We come together on the way to the
Mike's
South
hallway,
Gym.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, what might the next great diorama be? Because I think that that's an important conversation. People can throw that out. So I think that we can act as a clearinghouse, get this to Brenda,
okay,
so that we can clarify that, so that she has an opportunity to address it. Maybe that will satisfy this individual and the three people that are like this one who didn't say anything. And maybe it won't, but it will be an opportunity to address it.
Yeah. And also, I think SLT should talk to the staff during gathering, not once but on multiple occasions, just to let them know, here's what we've been working on, here's who we are, here's what we do. You can put anything in the suggestion box you want, but just understand what we're working through, and if you have any questions, you can
try and get it to the paper.
I think that's something that we could easily improve upon from last year. Anyway, okay.
How about this? What if, because I actually don't feel like gathering would be the best place to address it, because I feel like it's in a conversation. Does everyone need to take their time to hear that? And the one person who did ask that might feel a little strange. And then also, like, it gets brushed over so quickly that that person doesn't really end up feeling very validated. And I'm not addressing that specific question. I want to say this about any question that someone has. So what if Brenda were able to do something like, you know, on those DPS district emails, they have like DPS Mythbusters or something like that, where like people ask questions about DPS that they've been hearing. So maybe Brenda sends out a weekly email like that or something like that. Like, what's the deal with this sign-up sheet? That was a question we just got. What's the deal with this new picture? And maybe Brenda can send it out to the staff, so whoever is asking those questions can be heard, feel validated, but not everybody needs to sit there and hear it during gathering. And whatever Brenda says about a lot of the stuff during gathering, I feel like it's going to be like,
that's an interesting idea.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
yeah.
I don't feel like Brenda saying something is going to make that person feel validated, and the other 99 people in the room are going
to
be like, this is a waste of time.
2 minutes to pick up my daughter.
Yeah. Sorry, I just feel like that would be I think we're going to come into this issue again and again, so if we had a system to streamline it.
It's
my fault.
Set
the agenda.
If they come in, they can be...
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
If these can be distributed to the committee members before, then we have a chance to read them when we come to the meeting. We've already read them, and we can discuss them without having to take the time to read through the whole thing.
I'll do it.
Last one. We believe, and just to let you know, I definitely have to sprint out of here right after I read this.
Yep.
I believe we should revisit the idea of changing our bell times. I think the sooner we start discussing it, the better. Transportation should really be concerned about the needs of the larger schools instead of always prioritizing smaller schools. We have had a lousy schedule for many years now. Teachers cannot make doctor, dentist, etc. appointments after school and are required to take a day off instead, which affects our sub-budget. The fact that the buses are late every day means that certain people are donating hundreds of hours of time to DPS every year. Late buses are also incredibly unfair to our students and parents. Let's show them that we respect them. Please, let's have this discussion again. Thank you, Dennis. So you guys can put together
the agenda.
All right.
We are working on that for sure.
I have to go.
Because before I leave this school, we're going to get earlier release.
So just remember, if the meeting time is 4:36, it's probably not going to happen. True. Oh,
just so you know, welcome to SLT. Yeah.
No, so what's, thank you guys, and I apologize.
We,
try to,
like, really we just got to come up with what we're going to do next week, and then we're done.
How do we do that?
We have to look on this list. Is there stuff that we still want to talk about? Okay. Is there things that we didn't get to cover? I feel like we mostly covered everything in there.
Might be good to have a review of Leap, just to throw it out.
That's fine. I know we kind of stopped talking about it. What else was there that we wanted to talk about with Leap? Is there other stuff that we wanted to...
The preliminary year map.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be a good idea.
I'd also like to... Sorry, Kim.
Oh, go ahead.
Just getting things on the school calendar again, like we were trying to work on last year, so that teachers have a heads up of, like picture day and our days off and our teal days. I mean, I know a lot of the stuff is on there. I know our performance dates are starting to come up.
Populate
and need to get on the calendar. So even if we could do... up until winter break, just so the teachers have a heads up of what's coming up on that school calendar would be helpful.
If UIP stuff's coming up soon, do you want to bring in whatever you have so far and we can kind of just review that?
Yeah.
That'd probably be a good start.
Is coming up with some mechanism to remediate all the kids who are missing sixth and seventh period because of sports, is that part of it, the SLT charter?
I talked to some of the other 8th grade teachers about that, and I told them it was a Brenda, Ken, Roma, and myself thing.
Okay.
Because I've heard from a lot of the new teachers that students are not turning in their homework when they leave for sports, or, the next day they're not being accountable for the work they're missing. So I've had a few teachers ask me what do I do? Because they're not doing the homework and they're not turning it in. And I said, that was not an SLT thing. Is it?
It comes in scheduling at some point.
I think it is. I think it's,
well, that has nothing.
There's some crossover, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's our transportation. If we had our way, we would leave at 3:45 to go to our games. But because we're middle school athletics, they serve us second. High school athletics get the buses first, and then they take our time. They give us a time. So high school athletics start at 6:00. They get all the middle schools to their schools early, so then they can go to the high schools, pick up Thomas Jefferson's volleyball team, take them to Burford High School, so that they're on time. So if we were asking for the later time, can we be picked up at 3:30, 4:00 instead of 2:30? They're going to say no, because high school has priority over the middle schools. So,
but solution-wise, how could we help kids get caught up who missed those periods? Like,
yeah,
the breakfast in the classroom.
Because we understand the Big T.
Right.
And the Big T also messes up breakfast in the classroom. But I think it's a worthwhile thing to put on the agenda, just to brainstorm. How is it that we can make sure that our students have somehow a mechanism built in? And maybe it is a rotation of teachers who say on a weekly basis, okay, you know what, I'll take the study hall lunch or the make up your work lunch time that student athletes can say, okay, I will go to that to help make this effort. Just a brainstorming thing.
Yeah, brainstorming.
Because, Kathleen, you're right. You are in a tough situation. We all are with regards to transportation and
our schedule. I'm not saying it's the athletics' fault or anything that is happening.
And we're not saying that we want to get rid of athletics either. But I think we could perhaps brainstorm some possible ways around it.
Right, and I will reiterate with the athletes. I think they're taking advantage of the new teachers, personally.
Right.
They're like, they're new. They don't know the protocol of this. I'm leaving to go to my game. I don't have to do my homework, which they do. They have to be accountable for their homework.
Exactly.
So for me to reiterate that to the athletes and to tell the coaches to reiterate that will be a huge deal. But like a teacher asked me, well, who's going to be on the flag football and volleyball team? Well, I don't know. I'm not the coach, but you're going to have the same students playing sports all year long.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if they're continuously not doing their homework, missing their homework, not turning in their assignments.
For me, I don't give much homework, but it's like they miss the lab. They miss a lab, and it's like that's where all the learning happens.
Yeah.
So, let's throw that on there for next week and see if we can problem solve.
So middle school student athlete core class makeup or something like that. Because I think that there is a solution. Some students are going to be able to make it up, and others are going to need to have some of their other time.
Them and take them.
Travis can podcast because your labs, and kids can listen to it on the bus.
The other mechanism is that eligibility form.
I've done
which they're doing.
Yeah. Right.
They still are not getting two no's. You have to have two no's, not to participate.
Exactly.
Yeah, the thing is I don't have.
And I've told the teachers that. They know that. So,
if we're doing the agenda, I wouldn't mind, like, just for questions we get that we can't answer, how are we going to try to validate those questions? Is that something we can put on the agenda for next week?
Like what we just talked about with regards to the sorting, the clearinghouse with regards to these?
Exactly. Yeah. If we get questions that are not SLT duty, what do we do with them? Can we
forward them
to the
agenda? Yeah, we forward them on to where they do go and people who can address them. For example, the diorama thing, you know, I will bring up the suggestion with regards to, hey, what's up with that?
No, that's not, I don't,
I think it's a good, right. But basically, we take it to the place that does deal with that.
And then how do they respond? You know, if you take it to CSC, how is this person hearing CSC's response? Does that make any sense?
Anonymous.
Exactly. Well, how can that
response
get
disseminated? Well, then CSC maybe could
send it back to school at email, or
we don't know.
Maybe like, I guess we could figure that out.
That's the purpose of virtual, because they don't want to be known.
No, but how can it get disseminated then publicly?
I think
I know, like, that's something we could figure out.
Well, I don't know.
Like, they could send it back to SLT, and then SLT could put it in there.
Well, and I mean, no, I get what you're saying, but I also, at the same time, I'm kind of thinking, like, so if we have 50 suggestions, are we going to have to spend, like, or, you know, it's hard to say, like, does everything get a response? Or is there, like, levels to this? Or, you know, I, like, that's the other thing is, like, is really, do we want to respond to every single thing?
That's a good point, too.
Some of them will be, hopefully, we'll get factored into our discussions and our deliberations.
I think it's still something to talk about, though, because I understand what you're saying. There should be, like, an easier way, especially for the pressing stuff, that information is put out there.
Or things
that
should be.
There's somewhat of an underlying feeling, I think, of people not feeling heard.
Sure.
And by them submitting a question, they're like, okay, maybe this is where I can be heard. And then by us not addressing it, is perpetuating that.
Yeah.
So I have no answers, but I'm wondering how can we try to, and I don't know if now is the time since we're all baked, but I think I wouldn't mind.
How do we ensure that people feel heard? I'll try to find a way to.
We'll think of something. We can talk about that next week. Yeah. Now, that could be a good agenda item, I think.
But at this point in time, I make a motion that
we
call this a successful meeting and adjourn for the evening.
Yeah.
I second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.